That was lovely, thank you. Is this your original harp?
This is the original harp. This is the harp that I found in a second-hand music store in London, England in 1984. The circumstances of being sort of like providence or fate or something, because I had been looking for a harp for several years. And when I was visiting friends in London, I was ill and found myself in the hospital there. So when they came to visit me, they had seen this harp across the street from the hospital, and the day I got out, I traipsed across and purchased it.
Now, given your affinity for Celtic music, I'm surprised you wouldn't be... I know you do play Celtic harp occasionally, but this is your main harp voice, right?
Yes, it is. A Celtic harp is smaller than this one, and it doesn't have the whole bottom octave or so. And as an instrument to accompany myself singing, I find that bottom end of it quite appropriate, so it doesn't interfere with the same area that I'm singing in.
And this is about, what, half the size of a concert harp? Or
It would be about two-thirds the size of a concert harp, yeah. And it's a harp that classical harpists learn to play on before they proceed to a classical harp, because it has most of the range of a classical harp, but it doesn't have the benefit of foot pedals whereby one can easily and quickly change keys. So I must change keys manually.
So what else do you have planned for us, performance-wise?
Well, I can do something for my first recording. That is a poem by the Irish poet W.B. Yeats. Yeats grew up in the county Sligo on the west coast of Ireland, and he captured many of the very magical places in this poem. It was quite interesting. I put this on my first recording in 1985, and I guess it was maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, an Irish group called the Waterboys did their own version of the poem. It really is a wonderful, magical poem.
And of course, Yeats makes an appearance on the new album as well.
Yes, yes. I set another poem of his called The Two Trees to music. I'm not sure, it's just worked out that the music off The Mask and Mirror is so difficult to play on this instrument, and maybe it isn't so coincidental that the harp isn't on.
You don't compose on the harp, do you?
Sometimes I do. I know that this piece I did. In fact, the fall of 84, I was in working with a composer at the Royal Shakespeare Company in England, and I had my harp with me, and I actually wrote The Stolen Child on the harp. But I write music on the keyboards as well, piano or synthesizer, so it all depends. So here's The Stolen Child.